بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The adab and the etiquettes of speech. Some people do not speak clearly. They speak ambiguously and with formality. They consider the use of indications to be respectful. The listener sometimes does not get the bims he understands wrongly. This causes much inconvenience. Therefore, speak up and speak clearly without ambiguity. Speak from the front of a person and not from behind him, or from speaking from the side of a person. Speak from the side where the person would easily be able to look at you and understand exactly what you are saying, not from behind him or on his side. When renewing a message to a person, then mention it fully. In spite of having been stated before, do not express yourself incompletely and ambiguously, relying on the earlier explanation. It is possible that the earlier explanation has been partially forgotten, hence the listener may misunderstand the request if it is not renewed and asked clearly again. Some people sitting at the back in a gathering clear their throats and cough in order to attract attention to themselves so that they can say something, or if there is a real need to say something, go to the front and explain yourself. However, this should not be done unnecessarily. If you are able to wait for the gathering to be over and then speak after the gathering is over, then you can do that. You wait for the person to finish his task and then you can speak after that without interrupting. Until such time that one topic has not been completed, do not introduce another. While someone is speaking, do not interrupt with another subject. This would confuse someone, or certain things might be left out by you bringing up another topic. On making an inquiry, reply in full. On making an inquiry, reply in full. If somebody has asked you for something, then make sure you reply to them clearly and in full without leaving anything out or speaking in ambiguous terms or words that will cause confusion and people will not understand exactly what you are trying to say. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.